We are pleased to be joined on the phone here today by Dean Lori Goetsch from Kansas State University. She's the dean of the libraries there. We're here to talk today about the two-year anniversary of a fire that took place at Hale Library, and it caused us a little bit of damage and has caused the library to be closed in sections here for the last couple years. Curious, Dean, where we're at in terms of the reopening of that facility.
We have had the first floor open for since August, and we're prepared to open the second floor on March 16th, and then the coronavirus came along, and campus was closed down because of the stay-at-home order. So we have a beautiful, completely renovated second floor that no one has seen yet except for a handful of us in the library. So we're excited to get students back in the first and second floors of the library. The third, fourth, and fifth floor will be coming online probably about 7 to 8 months from now.
It's been a whole process, I know, getting that reopened, and then you run into this pandemic. Has it slowed any of the construction down there?
Fortunately, it has not. The contractors are considered essential personnel, so they have been able to continue to work on the renovation and restoration of the building, which has been great. They've made wonderful progress, probably because we haven't been there to disrupt that. So that is moving forward apace.
And, of course, it's hard to say when anything's going to reopen here 100%, but a lot of the students the last 2 years haven't had a library on campus for one reason or another. How exciting will it be to eventually get that back open to students?
Oh, I can't tell you how excited we'll be to get that open for students. It has just been a trial and a frustration to library staff for the past couple of years. You know, the reason that we're there is to serve the community of K-State and also the community of Manhattan and beyond. So to have us closed or have our services be limited and to have access to the building to be limited has been frustrating for staff, and we're anxious to get it open and get back to normal, whatever that normal is going to look like in the kind of post-COVID environment.
As far as moving things into the building, where are you at in terms of that?
In terms of coming back after COVID, you mean?
Yeah, and I know you had a lot of books elsewhere as well.
Right. We still have our collection out in a couple facilities here in Manhattan and then in caves in Kansas City area. And we had planned to start bringing those books back in April, and that, of course, has gotten stalled right now, too. So we will, assuming things go all right over the summer with the phasing in of the post-COVID environment, we would like to be able to start moving those books back in and maybe around an August time frame.
I see. Okay. Trying to think here. As far as the fire was obviously pretty devastating. Is it hard to believe that 2 years has passed since this all took place, or does it feel like it's just been a wash?
It's been kind of fast and slow at the same time. When I look back at that, I can't believe it was 2 years ago. It's gone rather quickly, but it also seems like it's been slow in terms of the process of getting things back open for students and faculty. So we are anxious to make that happen.
In terms of services at the library, I know that COVID's obviously played a big role in a lot of things. Do you have virtual options for people to access at the library?
We have a lot of virtual options. I have been telling people the physical library is closed, but the digital library is open. We have a lot of electronic resources that support students in their classes and faculty in their research. So the library's website is really the key to those resources, and we've been referring people to that website. And we also have humans available through a chat service and an instant messaging service. So you can get direct assistance from a librarian if you run into a research snag or you're trying to find something and you're having trouble locating it.
Okay. Well, that's great to have those kind of services. I don't think anyone knew how much they appreciate stuff like that until the last couple months.
That's right.
In terms of, I know that we've talked in the past about what the new different floors will look like when it's all said and done. Some of the stuff I know will be done kind of similarly, but then for the historic preservation of the building, other things will be more modernized. Anything in particular you're looking forward to the most reopening?
I think the thing I'm looking forward to the most is a completely new part of the library that is called the Sunderland Foundation Innovation Lab. It's a lab that will provide students and faculty access to new technologies that they can explore to use in their classroom assignments, that students will be exposed to when they get out in the workplace, things like virtual reality and mixed reality, a digital studio that they can use to prepare for a job interview or for a talk that they're giving in class, makerspace where they can experiment with making prototypes of items for materials that they can use in a classroom experience. That's going to be very exciting. We're very pleased that we got a wonderful donation from the Sunderland Foundation to make this happen.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And for those who've been in the library in the past, some of the things that haven't changed too much, and there's, was it the third floor, if I remember, it's kind of a classic design there that I remember you guys showing us off that stuff on the tour before.
Right, the great room.
Yes.
That is being restored back to pretty much its original condition. They have spent the past several months working on, they took down every piece of woodwork from the ceiling in that room, refinished it and remounted it, and that work has been complete and it looks just beautiful. Now they're in the process of fixing and replastering, and then they'll repaint, install new carpeting, new shelving and cabinets, and it will look terrific, and it will look like a cleaned up version of the original 1927 reading room.
There's a lot of buildings on campus people associate with their time as a K-State student or, you know, just being an alumnus. But I think most people really gravitate towards the library. What is the feedback you've heard from students that want to see the finished product but haven't been able to get back there yet?
We have a student ambassadors group of about 30 students who advise us and who we meet with and who work with us on library events and donor activities and that sort of thing. And we had a Zoom meeting with them a couple of weeks ago, and they are so excited. Those who are returning are excited about the prospect of getting back in the building, and those who are graduating are really sad that they're not going to be here to see it completed. A lot of them have been taking their graduating photos in front of the library and sending them to us, which has been very fun to see.